So Krishna says we should do our prescribed duty, but how can we know what our prescribed duty is? There is, whenever we study scripture, there is an essential principle and there is a contextual application. So when the context changes, the specific way in which that principle is applied will change. So we need to focus on the essential principle, not the contextual application. So in the past, when Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita, at that time there were different social divisions which were meant not for discrimination but for cooperation. That the Varnashram system was there and people had their duties prescribed according to that. Now today the social system is quite different. We do not have that kind of division in which we can position ourselves appropriately. So then we go to the fundamental principle. Krishna says, what is the purpose of social division? It was guna karma vibhagashah. Guna means all of us have certain comfort, certain things we are comfortable at. Some people may be intellectual, they like to study, they like to analyze, they like to study. Some people are more extrovert, just like to be with people. They like to talk, they like to lead, they like to interact. So we all have our own dispositions, certain things which we feel comfortable doing. So guna refers to that which we are comfortable doing. Karma refers to that which we are competent at doing. Something which we feel good doing and something which we are good at doing. So we look at our current situation and we try to observe, okay, how best can I function in my present situation? So while going through our life, we encounter different situations, we do different kinds of activities. So we observe, what am I good at? What makes me, what I feel good doing, what I am good at doing. And gradually try to gravitate towards that. So we don't have to worry too much about finding some prescribed duty which is prescribed for us and doing that. The essential principle is that we live harmoniously with that which is our nature. So whatever I find comfortable doing, not comfortable in a narcissistic sense where I'm self-obsessed, but comfortable in the sense that I can contribute in an optimum way. So we focus on doing that. And that is how the whole principle of Bhagavad Gita is harmony. Now, if I have a car which is meant for racing, and then I try to drive it through crowded metropolis, it's not going to work so well. If I have a car which is meant for driving a normal road, if I take it for racing, it's not going to work. So the body and the mind, it is like a vehicle that we have. It's like a car. So when they said we do our prescribed duty, it simply means that we do the duty, we play the role that our vehicle is best suited for. So by observation, by introspection and by association, we observe ourselves, we introspect based on observation, and then we have our friends, we have our guides, we ask them also, okay, you observe me, what do you think that I am good at doing? Gradually by this we learn about ourselves, and then we can position ourselves in a vocation that is best suited for the body-mind vehicle that we have been gifted with. Okay? Thank you.